देवकी सार्वजगान्निवासा
Devaki then kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot, or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this verse, the word jnana-kala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there is already much scientific knowledge, whenever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world, for otherwise the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or other, this sublime knowledge of the science of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing knowledge of Bhagavad Gita throughout the world. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh amar agai guru hai thar edesh. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Although India has the sublime knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Indians have not done their proper duty of distributing it. Now, therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is, without distortion. Although previously there were attempts to distribute the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, these attempts involved distortion and compromise with mundane knowledge. But now the Krishna Consciousness Movement, without mundane compromises, is distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are deriving the benefits of awakening to Krishna consciousness and becoming devotees of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the proper distribution of knowledge has begun, by which not only will the whole world benefit, but India's glory will be magnified in human society. Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within the house, Bhojendra Gehe, with the result that Kamsa, with all his opulences, was later vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was being choked by unscrupulous Indian leaders, with the result that India's culture and knowledge of the Supreme were being lost. Now, however, because Krishna consciousness is spreading, the proper use of Bhagavad Gita is being attempted. Something from this very glorious verse in purport from Srimad Bhagavatam. In the previous verse, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, appeared within the mind of Vasudeva. From his mind was transferred to the heart of Devaki. From the heart of Devaki, he entered into her womb. Devaki and Vasudev are imprisoned in the prison house of Kamsa. Here, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining such an important observation. The Supreme Absolute Truth, who is the light that could illuminate the hearts of all living beings, is within the womb of Devaki. Thus, she becomes effulgent with spiritual light. However, she's in the prison cell, captured by the cruel Kamsa, and therefore it appears that no one could benefit. Such a waste, just like fire, which is so beneficial, kept in a closed pot. Or like knowledge, which is not distributed. Srila Prabhupada is putting great emphasis on this last part of the sloka, that knowledge must be distributed. Why? Real knowledge, Krishna explains in Gita, is to understand that he is the source of everything, that he is in everything, and everything is in him. That is real knowledge. Krishna descends into this world out of compassion. It is said, Paradukaduki, a true devotee of the Lord, his only real suffering is to see the suffering of others. Therefore, this transcendental knowledge, which teaches us the process by which we can be disentangled from the repetition of birth and death, and once again reinstated in our eternal position in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, it is for everyone. It is to be distributed. Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Radha Sham Sundara, descended with their eternal abode of Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, they displayed their most beautiful, all-attractive pastimes. Why? To attract the conditioned souls back to their loving service. This is the essential purpose for their lila, to give pleasure to their devotees and to attract the hearts of the conditioned souls away from the allurements of Maya and again to their service. In this age of Kali Yuga, Sri Radha Sham Sundara appeared in the single form of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, specifically for the purpose of distributing the confidential pastimes of Vrindavan to the whole world. Through the process of cleansing the heart by practicing the Yuga Dharma of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada explained what is real preaching. In one beautiful purport in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada says, the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement are not simply meant to defeat people through various arguments. The real goal and purpose of our preaching is to somehow or other induce people to sincerely and properly chant the holy names of Krishna. Harinam, 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 eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, 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 gathirayata. It's the only way. Without purely and sincerely chanting the holy names of the Lord, all of our philosophical conceptions will remain theoretical. Everything is based on developing a faceless and then pure chanting of the holy names. And Srila Prabhupada gave us, by his great mercy, a lifestyle. We must understand this lifestyle. We must understand the principles with conviction by regularly studying his books. But it is all based on the principle of creating the proper environment in our consciousness so that we can chant the holy names and purify our hearts. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his intimate associates, they were very, very much inspired to give Krishna consciousness to the fallen souls. If we examine our parampara, this is the ongoing theme. Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu himself, after he accepted initiation from Srila Ishwara Puri, immediately he wanted to run to Vrindavan. That was his focus. He was running like a madman through the forest to somehow or other come to Vrindavan. Then a celestial voice spoke, my dear Lord, you are our eternal master, but you have descended especially to establish the Harinam Sankirtan movement. You have descended to spread this knowledge of chanting Hare Krishna throughout the world. Go to Navadvip. Begin this chanting Hare Krishna. Establish Krishna consciousness, and later on you will come to Vrindavan. Please forgive us for instructing you, but we are your servants reminding you of your mission. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came back to Vrindavan. I mean, he came back to Navadvip and later came back to Vrindavan. After he took sannyas, immediately after taking this initiation from Keshav Bharati Maharaj, he started running to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu understood the inner heart of the Lord, that to show compassion and love to his devotees was foremost in his heart. So Nityananda Prabhu brought him to Shantipur, and later by the request of Sachi Devi and the devotees, he went to Jagannath Puri. Soon after Jagannath Puri, he went on his 2-year South Indian tour. For all he did for 2 years continuously is just give people Krishna conscious philosophy and Krishna Nam. He was preaching so vigorously. He was defying all distortions or compromises. He was attacking all misconceptions. Even at certain times, people wanted to take his life, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued preaching pure bhakti. And practically everyone and anyone he came in contact with, he induced them to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Nityananda Prabhu, his dear brother Sri Balaramji, he came in Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram are practically inseparable. But in Mahaprabhu's Leela, Nityananda Prabhu wanted to be inseparable. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that you are sitting here like a very peaceful sage in Jagannath Puri, but there are people suffering. There are people who are in ignorance, forgetful of the treasure of love of Krishna that is within their hearts. Go to Bengal and preach to them. Give them the holy name without discrimination. Similarly, in Navadvip, he gave same basic instruction to Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Go to every house, to every bathing ghat, to every person, and give them my message. Worship Krishna. Discuss topics of Krishna. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life and soul. Chant the holy names of Krishna. Sri Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, to what extent to please Mahaprabhu were they willing to preach? They approached Jadai and Madhai, the two least likely candidates to try to discuss philosophy with. They were drunkards, they were woman hunters, they were robbers, they were setting people's houses on fire, they were murderers and rapists. But Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, they especially wanted to get them to chant Harinam, because they knew what is the heart of the Supreme Personality of God. The heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means the heart of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundara. We know the story of Jagai and Madhai. They wanted to kill them. They ran after them. Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu had to run away for their very life. But then again, some days later, Nityananda Prabhu again approached them. They beat his head with pot. He was bleeding profusely. He said, I don't mind that you have caused blood and pain to my body, but what I do mind is to see both of you suffering due to ignorance without Krishna. Take the holy name. Jagai and Madhai became great devotees. Even the demigods were celebrating the ultimate mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. Nityananda Prabhu, how he induced his associates to preach. There was Janava Devi, his beloved consort. She was taking a journey from Khetri Gram, where the festival of Narottam Das Thakur's first Gaur Purnima was celebrated. And she was taking an entourage of her disciples to Vrindavan. But on the way, everywhere she was going, she was preaching. And thousands of people were coming to her wherever she stopped and listening to her, discussing. What is the mercy of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya? What is the philosophy of Srimad Bhagavatam? Take to the chanting of the holy names. She was initiating thousands and thousands. And actually, she was so simple. Although she was in such an exalted position, the senior most Vaishnava living after Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda left, She would sleep under different trees on the way with her devotees. One time she was preaching, and so many of the townspeople of that place were coming and surrendering to her and worshiping her, and they were all, how did they worship her? By following her instructions of chanting the holy names. So at that time, there was some dacoits who were worshippers of the Shakti of the Lord, but materialistic conception of the Shakti of the Lord. They were worshippers of Durga Devi. In Bengal, they call it that place Chandi, goddess Chandi. So they were infuriated that a woman was making disciples. And not only was a woman making disciples, but she was initiating them, not in the name of Chandi, but in the name of Krishna. This was intolerable to them. They thought it was a massive aparad to Chandi Devi to have anyone chant any other name of goddess. So they decided this woman must be killed. This will be our sacred offering to the goddess. So they performed Chandi Puja in order to get the auspicious blessings of Sri Durga Devi before beginning this most auspicious seva. They did their puja by offering different types of goats and blood and flesh and wine, liquor, and all sorts of other puja paraphernalia. And then they sharpened their swords, their knives, and had everything ready. The idea was that deep in the night, they were going to attack her and kill her. Just to show the world the fallibility of Krishna and his devotees. This was their idea of preaching. There's preaching in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance, and transcendental preaching as well. So that night, actually on one occasion, some dacoits, they actually had everything ready. Ishwari Janava was sleeping, and she was only a little distance away. And they started running as fast as they could. And they ran and ran and ran and ran. They started just after sunset. And the sun rose. And they were still the same distance away. On another occasion, these devotees of Chandi, they did all their puja. They were ready to murder her. But they decided to take a little rest, just to have strength and energy. But as they were resting, the goddess Chandi appeared to them in a dream. First thing she did is she appeared to every one of them simultaneously in their dreams. Her eyes were red like coals with anger. She started screaming. She picked up her sword, chopper, and grabbed that person by the hair, each one of them, and started screaming, "You die! You die! Today I will kill you, you envious rascal! You will die in my hands!" They were shocked. "Mata, mata, oh, your devotees were surrendered to you. What are you doing? You will die! Today I will kill you, you rascal!" They were trembling at the verge of death, crying, praying, "Save me, save me, save me." She said, "You dare to make an aparad to Janava Devi? She's the supreme goddess of fortune. She's an expansion of Srimati Radharani, my supreme beloved goddess. I worship the lotus feet of Janaka Devi as my worshipable Ishta Devi. And you dare to want to kill her? You dare to speak against her? I will kill you! No, 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 we will not hurt her, we promise. If by tomorrow night you do not surrender to her, take initiation from her, and follow her order as your life and soul, I will be back. So the next night, the next morning, first thing in the morning, they ran to Janaka Devi and fell at her lotus feet and prayed. First they had to confess. Last night we wanted to murder you. But we have been enlightened. Now we want to surrender to you. We want to serve you. She said, you're forgiven. Just chant these holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Whatever offense you have made, it's all right. You just chant the holy names of Krishna sincerely. And give up these nefarious activities. Serve the devotees. And you will achieve the priceless treasure of love of God. Another associate of Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Das. In Vrindavan, he is the effulgence of Srimati Radharani. But in Mahaprabhu's Lila, what kind of preacher he was. In the village that he was living, there was a Qazi. This Qazi hated Hindus. He outlawed any public demonstration of anything but the Islamic religion. And he had severe laws and punishment from anyone who practiced, what to speak of, preached in public. He was so vicious, so dangerous, so violent, that if a devotee were to be touched by the wind that had already touched him, they would jump in the Ganges and bathe with all their clothes on, because they would consider themselves so contaminated by his envy and violence. And everyone was trembling in fear of this Qazi. And whoever was a devotee was very silently, secretly, not letting it be known to him. What to speak of other Brahmins of any other order of the Vedic schools. So Gadadhar Das, one night, in the middle of the night, he ran right into the Qazi's house where the Qazi was sleeping. The guards were totally shocked. This was utterly unexpected. This Vaishnav just coming right in the house, unannounced, running in. They were so shocked, they couldn't even lift their weapons to do anything against him. But that's not all. At the top of his voice, screaming so loudly, he started crying out, Qazi! Qazi! You rascal! Chant the holy names of Lord Hari tonight, or I will personally cut your head off! Qazi heard this. Couldn't believe it. The guards were so stunned and so charmed by his beauty that they couldn't do anything. The Qazi got out of his bed, infuriated, like fire. He ran out with his sword ready to kill this culprit. But when he saw Gadadhar Das, there was such an ocean of compassion. He couldn't do anything. The Qazi said, Gadadhar, what are you doing coming here in the middle of the night? Go home! Gadadhar Das system. He was a preacher. He was inspired by the essence of the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He said, Kazi, I have come to give you this message that the supreme absolute truth, the cause of all causes, the person. Has descended into this world as Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. They have come to give what no other incarnation has ever given. They have come in to give pure love of Krishna to everyone and anyone without discrimination, simply by chanting the holy names of Lord Hari. They have gotten the whole world to chant the names Hari. Everyone is chanting except for you. Rascal Kazi, I have come to tell you, chant the holy names of Hari.
Hari!
Kazi couldn't believe what he was hearing. No one ever preached to him like this before. Fearlessly, no one even looked at him before. He said, Gadadhar Das, it's the middle of the night. Just go to sleep. Tomorrow I'll chant Hari. Gadadhar said, what tomorrow? You just chanted Hari. Now all your sins are destroyed. The holy name of Hari has come from your lips. Now you have received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Gadadhar Das was so happy to see that this violent, murderous Malecha chanted the name of Hari right in his house. Gadadhar started dancing in ecstasy, dancing and dancing and crying and trembling in ecstasy, and everyone just watched. This was the preaching spirit of the Lord's devotee. Of course, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he even made the animals of Jarikanda chant Hare Krishna and weep in ecstatic love for Radha and Krishna. So we find that this compassion, this preaching, is the very basis of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And this is when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Ramkeli. That was the kingdom which was the capital of the Nawab Hussein Shah. Any public demonstration of any religion other than Islam was outlawed and punishable by prison, plundering, or death. But Mahaprabhu, right outside of the Nawab Hussein Shah's palace, practically, he was dancing and chanting, and there were hundreds and thousands of people in kirtan, completely fearless. It was there that he met Rupa and Sanatan Goswami. They surrendered to him. He told them, give up this government service and go to Vrindavan to perform my mission. They left. They gave up such riches, such opulence, such prestige. They left with nothing. Rupa Goswami and his brother Anupam met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, the confluence of Jamuna Ganga and Saraswati. At that place, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for 10 continuous days on the banks of the river Jamuna at the Dashashvamedha Ghat, he instructed Rupa Goswami. Not only did he instruct him, but he explained later that I saw in Rupa Goswami such humility, such willingness to serve, such sincerity, that I embraced him. When I embraced Rupa Goswami at Prayag, I invoked within his heart the innermost knowledge of my heart. Not only did I give him, by my own sweet will, the understandings of the deepest realizations of my mission, but I have empowered him to preach and to establish my mission through his works. Srila Rupa Goswami came to Vrindavan. They came on a preaching mission. Vrindavan was more or less a forgotten forest. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't tell them to just live in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna. He told them to write books to establish the very basis of his sampradaya. For what purpose? To make the world Krishna conscious. He told them to excavate the holy places and build beautiful temples and establish deity worship and live in the renounced order with such exemplary Vaishnava qualities so that the whole world could come to Vrindavan and be inspired by the transcendental environment of this holy place and take very seriously as their life and soul this Harinam Sankirtan movement. Srila Prabhupada, he came to Vrindavan and spent about 6 years at Sri Radha Damodar's temple, just beside the holy Samadhi Mandir of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sri Jiva Goswami. Because the mission of his Guru Maharaj was the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of compassion. Not to keep transcendental knowledge hidden within our own hearts. Not to keep transcendental knowledge under the captivity of kamsas. But it must be distributed. Srila Prabhupada's continuous meditation was to take the love of Radha and Krishna of Vrindavan and spread it throughout the world, because he knew this is Mahaprabhu's desire. This is Radha Krishna's desire. Srila Prabhupada never left Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada took Vrindavan to practically every continent on the earth. And by his causeless mercy, fulfilling the wish of Lord Chaitanya and the mission of Rupa Goswami, people from all over the world are sitting here today in the holy land of Braja, visiting the holy places of Krishna's Leela, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, serving Vaishnavas, seeing the beautiful forms of the Lord, and chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare.
In the mood of Gadadhar Vas, Janava Devi, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, fearlessly he went to preach. Against all odds, at the risk of his health and his life. And by that sacrifice, we are all here today. Srila Prabhupada, one time we asked him, what can we do to repay you for what you've given us? He said, what I have given you,
give to others.
He didn't want anything for himself. Compassion for the fallen souls. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or Srila Prabhupada, and all of the great acharyas in their line, they have given us this message. This sankirtan is to preach the glories of the holy name. And this type of preaching, without compromise, without distortion, is so pleasing to the Supreme Personality of God. That if one is willing to risk one's life, one's health, one's anything, to give Krishna to others, or to assist those who are giving Krishna to others, that activity is so very, very, very pleasing to the Lord. However, it is also explained that preaching means by our words and by our example. Unless we're very seriously and strictly performing our sadhana, unless we're very purely following the principles, unless we're really and truly trying to be humble servants of the Lord and His devotees, then our actions speak louder than our words. Srila Prabhupada has given us so many wonderful books to teach us, first of all, how to live, and then to preach by our lifestyle, by our words and our efforts. In fact, in one beautiful lecture here in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada explained how he wanted all of his followers who come to Vrindavan to live such pure, exemplary lives. He said, his glory will be when he has devotees living at Krishna Balaram temple in the spirit, in the mood, in the purity of the six Goswamis. That's what he wanted here. That type of example, that type of compassion. We have been given such an immense fortune by the mercy of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his associates. They have taken the most esoteric secrets of Braj Bhumi and distributed to the world through Harinam Sankirtan, through Vaishnav Seva, and through preaching as an act of compassion to the fallen souls. So please, let us really strive and struggle to be real devotees, to be real examples, individually and collectively, and distribute this example to others. Trinara Visa Nichena, Tarora Visa Vishnana, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Siddhaha. This sacred verse, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, and all of our acharyas have glorified. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes in his Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that you take this verse, spoken by the Lord Himself, you must become more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respects to others and to expect none in return. Very difficult. But if this is our aspiration, if this is our goal of everything we do, Krishna can make the impossible possible. Because only in this spirit can we chant the holy name constantly. Srila Kaviraj Goswami said, take this verse. Put it on the string of the holy name and wear it always, everywhere. To the degree we strive for this principle in our life, in our prayers, in our dealings with others, we will not only realize what is Krishna consciousness, but we can be actually empowered to distribute it. Preaching is not a superficial matter. Preaching is an act of real dedication in a mood of sincere service, trying to be instrumental with a grateful heart to those great souls who have saved us. And by doing so, we will please them. And that's the only purpose of life we really want to achieve, is to somehow or other please Shri Gauranitai, Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar, by being the proper servant of the servant of the servant of their servants. All the realizations and gifts of the spiritual world are available by their mercy for one who is pleasing them in the mood of the humble servant of the servant of their servants. Krishna Balaram Temple was established by Srila Prabhupada for this purpose, to allow us to come to Vrindavan, not to bring our Western conditionings or Eastern conditionings to Vrindavan, but to leave them behind and absorb what is the spirit of our Goswamis, of our Acharyas, and then to take that into the world. It's a transcendental, spiritual, rejuvenating center. Thank you very much. Is there any questions or comments that anyone would like to address for the
Is there any... is there any practical teaching you can give for developing that kind of humility that is applicable to general situations, Westerners especially, because many of us are also proud, and is there a way to get that kind of down?
All I can do is preach to my egoistic self in this regard. Very important matter is to read about the humility of the great souls in our holy scriptures. And to try to associate with people who have those qualities in our life. Then we know what they are. Then we know how far away we are. And to pray, as we're chanting the holy names, to pray for that type of humility. And to respect. It's the tendency in this age of Kali, quarrel and hypocrisy. We're also egoistic, that whatever we think is right is the only thing that's right. If I believe it, it must be the highest truth. And therefore we make so many judgments on others without trying to understand what is their realization, how Krishna is inspiring them. We should stop being judgmental. We should be respectful. We should honestly and earnestly be in a spirit of servant. Amani namanade. Offer all respects to others and expect none in return. It's difficult. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said to beat the mind with shoes and brooms 100 times. That means we have to keep beating down these egoistic propensities. Try to serve Vaishnavas with the spirit of pleasing Vaishnavas. Try to respect Vaishnavas. Even in their variegatedness. This is the beginning. But most of all, we have, with this aspiration, we have to very, very sincerely try to attentively chant the holy name. And we have to practically try to take the position of servant. Menial servant. We shouldn't try to be big, big servants. We should try to be menial servants. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would wash the clothes of his devotees. He would dry the clothes. He would fold the clothes. He would carry loads to them, to their houses. They would say, "My Lord, do not do this." But he did it. He wanted to show example. Srila Prabhupada, he was cooking and washing the pots and the plates for the Malechas and Yavanas of the West, because he saw within them the spark of desire to become devotees. He was their servant. That is great. And when he sat on his Vyasasan, he was just trying to serve. He said, "You are all representatives of my beloved Guru Maharaj." He's trying to serve. A devotee in every respect is trying to serve, never enjoy, never master. That is Vaishnava. So we should think ourselves menial servant. We should try to be menial servant in whatever we do. And if that is what we put as our focus of what we want in life, Ananyas chintayanto mam yejana panivashate tesha nityadi yuktanam yogakshema bhavya. Krishna will help you. Krishna will make it possible. If you have that sincere desire and you're willing to do everything within your power, Krishna will preserve what you have and carry what you lack. To be humble is impossible in this age of Kali Yuga without the grace of Guru and Krishna and the Vaishnavas. But if we strive for it and pray for it and perform our sadhana strictly with that in mind, Krishna will give. Through the blessings of Guru and Vaishnavas, it is for sure. This Krishna conscious ideal is not theoretical. It is real. It is there to be experienced. But we have to be honest. We have to be simple. We have to be humble. We have to be strict. We have to want to serve. And we should never, ever, ever, under any condition, for any other reason, neglect our prime duty of chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I don't know if that answers your question, but I try.
More than answers, thank you.
Is there any other questions? How much time am I allowed to speak? Yes?
Maharaj, you were saying that a very important part of developing humility is the aspiration to try to attentively chant. So it seems that you also mentioned in your lecture that everything is based on a festus and then pure chanting. So how to come to this platform of Bhakti Thakur, Indians, Harinam, Chintamani?
we should maintain our vows, following our principles, chanting our minimum designated rounds of Maha Mantra every day. We must chant really, really struggling to be attentive and sincere. We must also profusely hear the glories of Krishna by reading our holy scriptures, by hearing from qualified devotees. We must hear Harikatha regularly. Nasta praishya padresu nityam bhagavati sevya. Because if you're not hearing Harikatha, you're going to hear Gramyakatha. And we should speak. We should speak Harikatha. And we must also, what is that verse? Syan mahat sevaya vipra punyati ratana sevaya. Shushushroshidatanasya vasudeva kadaruja. Syan mahat sevaya vipra punyati ratana sevaya. If we just develop a taste for hearing and chanting, Krishna within the heart will cleanse all of our anartas, unwanted desires. But Bhagavatam says, to gain that taste, you have to serve the devotees. Without becoming servant of Vaishnavas, you can never get that taste. You can chant hundreds and thousands of rounds every day, but if you don't have that service attitude, it will never come, because it will not please Krishna. So we have to serve. We have to be eager to serve, and eager to please the Lord, the spiritual masters, the devotees. And Srila Prabhupada in this verse is putting much emphasis. The great service that must be done through preaching Krishna consciousness, by distributing books, by speaking, by helping projects, by our example. This should be done in the mood of a servant, of an instrument. If we're serving sincerely, and we're strict in hearing and chanting, then Krishna, by his causeless mercy, coming through Parampara, they can cleanse our hearts and bring our chanting to the pure stage. And an integral part is to avoid offenses. We must be very careful and fearful of making aparadhas, Vaishnava aparadhas. The devotees are afraid of offending even an insect. Shivananda saying, when that dog did not get his rice, he felt he made a terrible aparadha. He bowed down to the lotus paws of that dog, praying for forgiveness. That is what a Vaishnava is, what to speak of offending Vaishnavas. So if we follow very nicely these basic principles, humble service, enthusiasm to help Srila Prabhupada's mission by preaching, by being proper examples, pleasing Vaishnavas, strict in chanting every day, strict in hearing the glories of the Lord every day, and avoiding offenses, then Krishna will give us everything. He is Hari. Gadadhar Das said, chant the name of Hari. Hari will take away all these
envy, lust, anger, envy, pride, greed, and illusion. And give us prema. Prema Kumartha Mahalaya. That is the one and only gift Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees want to give. Not to become a head pujari or a head cook or a sankirtan leader or a guru or a GBC or these things are all just different types of service. But what is it we want to achieve? Love for Krishna. Prema Kumartama. Krishna prema. And we want to help Srila Prabhupada give that Krishna prema to others. That's all. So simple. But so difficult. The simpler it is, the more difficult it is. But actually it's simple. If we're just honest. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.